everyone, welcome to ISC 2017, day one. If you're not standing in the line to the elevators, I hope you're not. I hope you're roaming around the show floor. It just opened up maybe 30 minutes ago. We are here with Desiree Webster with Nuvo. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Where can we find you? Let's just start off with your booth straight away. Where can we find you?
You can find us right in the front of Hall 1 in booth M2.
M2. And what kind of products are you displaying this year at
ISC?
Well,
Nuvo really specializes and focuses in professional-grade audio systems, wireless and hardwired multi-room audio systems for the home.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then you said it's a residential market, correct?
It is.
Okay. And for any listeners out there that may not know about your company, can you tell us a little bit about where you guys are from? Maybe have you been at ISC often? Is this your first year?
We've actually been at ISC for over a decade. We were at some of the earliest ISCs. Mm-hmm. We started the company out of a music instrumentation company in Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. The original owners were third generation owners, mm-hmm. and really saw a need in their amplifier business. They had a pro amplifier business. They really saw a need and a calling to develop amplification for the home, mm-hmm. to have the ability to pipe music throughout the home. And so out of that, they developed the Nuvo audio system. Mm-hmm. And then just recently, we became part of the Legrand family. Mm-hmm. And so we're now taking our multi-room audio systems to a broader market.
Perfect. And what do you expect from ISC 2017? I know it's day one, but I know you've also been here for a while coming to these conventions. So what do you expect this year?
Well, I certainly expect an increase in attendance, and I think that's what everyone's expecting. This show has grown to be such a vibrant show. Mm-hmm. It's also an eclectic show in that it brings in so many people from throughout the world as to this epicenter, really, of audio and video, both on the commercial side and the residential side. So for us, it's really about showcasing some of our best new products. We are bringing three or four brand new products to the market at this show, mm-hmm. launching them at this show, including professional grade rack mount amplifiers, which is really our specialty. We are able to match wireless audio with hardwired audio, which really gives a lot of flexibility and installation to our AV integrators. And so we're really excited about that. In addition to that, we're bringing in-wall keypads and touch pads to be able to control the audio. And these are things that, from a hardwired system, you could find on the market for the last several years. However, having a hybrid capability and being able to stream audio from all of your streaming services, mm-hmm. in both a hardwired and wired solution, mm-hmm. Is pretty important to us.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really interesting that you're still also with the wired solutions, just because not everyone's going to jump to Bluetooth, not everyone's going to jump to wireless, My parents definitely like everything wired still, but they're slowly moving into, the smart TVs or smart home products. So it's really good that you guys merge the two still together.
Yeah, what we're finding with our integrators is that they're really looking for flexible solutions, right. that offer them the capability when needed in certain situations to have wireless, mm-hmm. but it's really about having a highly efficient, powerful amplifier, yes. paired with the built-in capability of streaming audio from all of their favorite services, whether that's Deezer, Napster, Rhapsody, in some areas, Spotify, mm-hmm. iHeartRadio, all of the streaming services all at once, control, and then also in-wall keypads that are able to control it from a convenience aspect.
Yeah, and then were you able to see the keynote yesterday?
I did not make it to the keynote because I was still finishing up product.
So I know the trend this year is also trying to merge architecture with technology. Could you tell us a little bit about maybe if your company is moving towards that trend? How are they participating in that?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. We get that all over the world, in fact, as more people are sensitive to not just the function of their home, but also how they live in it and the design of their home. We actually have designed keypads in different form factors across the world. So wherever you're at, we want to make sure that the technology is designed to fit within your living space instead of looking as if it doesn't belong.
Right.
So for the UK specifically, we have keypads that were designed specifically for the UK, as well as keypads that are designed to match our B Ticino Living Light and also RTR ranges, which again allow you to create a design aesthetic that fits within the home and matches the rest of your design throughout your house.
Yeah, it's definitely important. We don't want anything sticking out and making, you know, everything's all about seamless integration. So that's really nice. And where can we find you guys again? One last time.
You can find us right in the front of Hall 1. We are in booth M2.
Perfect. And one more thing. Have you seen any great food stands? Because I know everyone's going to be looking around for food during the whole week.
I will tell you this. I have not seen any small vendors within the Rye. However, directly across the street, the Little Cafe, and it's very small, so I know I shouldn't disclose this information to everyone. The Amstel Cafe, which is directly across the left-hand corner of the Rye, is phenomenal.
Oh, I should go there.
It always has the best food.
Oh, I gotta go. Well, thank you for that inside scoop.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you for letting us know about ISE 2017. This was the Trade Show Minute.